Welcome to another podcast from Innovation Analysis Group. This recording is copyrighted by Innovation Analysis Group.
Good morning, everybody. This is Monday, March the 3rd, and the Air Insight team is back today to talk about the news from Friday about the, I think we could call it a stunning victory for the EADS Northrop Grumman team for the Air Force tanker contract. And with me is Scott Hamilton to go over what we've had time to digest over the weekend, Scott.
Well, clearly it was a stunning decision announced by the Air Force, but I think by now everybody's digested the stunning nature of it. So let's move on to what does this really mean? And I think some of the areas we're going to talk about today is what does this mean for Airbus? What does it mean for Boeing? What does it mean for future defense contracts? And then Addison also has a few thoughts of his own. So, Addison, why don't you start off with a list of questions that you have?
All right. Well, I think the big issue for me now is the WTO fight seems to have quietened down. I suspect that the fight will now reignite with some vigor. Boeing clearly hasn't much to lose.
Yeah, at the WTO, I mean, that case has already been argued, so I don't anticipate any new action there. Everybody's just simply waiting for the decisions against Boeing and against Airbus to come out by the WTO, and then there will be the inevitable appeals there. Where this is going to resurrect, if it's ever really died down, is in the court of public opinion and in the court of Congress. Even last Friday, the day of the award, there were some of these silly op-ed pieces sponsored by Boeing surrogates taking on these so-called illegal subsidies to Airbus. So that has never really died down, but I think you're going to see the Boeing congressman resurrect that as this thing moves forward at the federal level.
Yeah, and you notice, of course, people like Senator Brownback from Kansas was hopping mad. I hear that Senator Kate Bailey Hutchinson in Texas actually released put out a press release on Friday congratulating Boeing on the win.
Yes, that had to be a little bit embarrassing for her. But, you know, with respect to Senator Brownback, again, he's from Kansas, which is where the final finishing work for the tanker was going to be that Boeing had for the 767. Naturally, the Washington State delegation, where I live, they went nuts. But that's to be expected. They're going to be protecting their one of their largest employers. So I really sort of discount that as just normal political rhetoric.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I guess really intrigues me is that the Air Force made steady statements consistent statements, perhaps a better way of putting it, consistent statements about the fact that really the EADS Northrop Grumman option offered them more airplane, more weight, more of everything. And do you think, Scott, that perhaps Boeing made a fundamental error here by not offering the 777 tanker?
Well, if I remember the RFP correctly, the 777 tanker by weight fell into the large tanker category in the RFP definitions, and the Air Force wanted a medium-sized tanker, which meant that Boeing could not offer the 777, that it had to offer the 767 by the definition of the maximum takeoff weight that the Air Force defined in the RFP. So all of this stuff that, Boeing should have offered the 777, I think is going down the wrong road here.
Well, what about the 767-400 or 300 then instead of the 200?
Well, I actually asked Boeing once about why didn't they offer the 300, never thought about the 400. And the answer that I fundamentally got was that for whatever reason, in their view, the 300 simply wasn't workable in terms of performance or fuel carrying capability. The 300 is a superb passenger airplane, but somehow, some way, they determined that the 300 just wasn't going to work for them in terms of a tanker offering. So I did ask that question a couple of years ago, actually.
It's interesting because the 300 is now being used for the freighters, the new build freighters.
Yeah, the I really don't remember exactly what the answer was, but I do remember asking the question, and I do remember getting the answer that, for whatever reason, the 300 was just determined by Boeing not to be an airplane that would work for this competition.
Mm. But then the next phases of the contract clearly are going to be for the larger tanker, and I would imagine that Boeing will now focus to try and win back whatever they need to win back using the 777 frame.
Well, actually, the KCY program, which is the next phase of this, according to, I believe it was Aviation Week, will not be forthcoming until 2020. And at that point, the 777 will be 25 years old, which is, you know, kind of the situation that's in right now with the 767.
Airbus put off with the A350, which is scheduled to enter service in 2013, where I think Boeing has the potential for some groundbreaking technology would be to offer the blended wing body at that time. As readers and listeners know, Boeing is in an active research program with BWB in a scale model right now, and I think that by 2020 that could be Boeing's ticket back into the tanker business.
That is quite a novel idea. You had some issues of your own that you wanted to no doubt bring up on this tanker.
Yeah, you know, the one question is, what does this mean for Airbus? And tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm going to be posting on my website a financial analysis where I think this goes for Airbus, and that is what we know is that the Air Force is talking about a production rate of 12 to 18 airplanes a year. And we know, of course, that Northrop has said that by value, 58% of the KC-30 will be made in the United States, which means Airbus gets 42% of the value there in Europe for its construction. So what I've done is I've done a little mathematics as to just actually how much revenue that will mean to Airbus on an annualized basis. And the figure is really a lot lower than you might think.
Okay. So the thing is that Tom Enders already this weekend was talking about the fact that an ever-weakening dollar or strengthening euro makes things bad for them, and this order is not going to make things any easier.
Well, it certainly isn't going to be the windfall that many people would think. So I'll be posting that tomorrow on my website, leeham.net, and people can take a look at that. But, again, I think people will be surprised by the number crunching that I've come up with that really indicates the actual gross revenue to Airbus will be a lot less than the raw numbers might suggest.
Scott, what do you think the impact, what do you think the next steps are at Boeing?
Well, Boeing certainly has the option to protest this, and I think that there's a fair chance that it will because it has nothing to lose by protesting. I don't think in this case the protest is going to get you very far. Boeing's, I think, last chance happens to rest with Congress, and that's been the objective of their entire public and political relations campaign over the past year with what they've been doing on the American jobs, the American flag, the so-called illegal subsidies, the playing all of that to the members of Congress and getting the members of Congress to write letters to the Air Force and the Pentagon and all of that. But it really sounds like the Air Force has done a pretty bulletproof thing on the merits. But again, this is going to be a political decision in Congress, and I don't think the Democrats have enough oomph to overturn the decision. They can block it, certainly. So there still may be a political compromise where you could see a split award by the time it's all said and done.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, when we both were remarking last week about the fact that the Air Force changed the rules to make it harder for the Northrop team. And they still came out on top. So it's interesting. This is really a fascinating, fascinating little exercise to watch.
Indeed it is.
I think we're done.
I think we probably run fairly long here, so we probably should grab
that. Okay, you'll be happy to know it's only actually about 11 minutes.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so let's go ahead and do the ending and wrap it up.
All right.
So that should be you since you opened this.
Okay. Well, Scott, that's an interesting way to start the week. We'll be watching this with great interest. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Hello.
This recording is copyrighted by Innovation Analysis Group.